This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with a very special featured spotlight today on a special guest that I'll be introducing in just a minute. And I want to thank our sponsor, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and
Vintage Homeschool Moms.
Thanks, Sony Pictures and the movie Smurfs, The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes page for this particular episode. Today I want to remind you where you can find us and how you can listen to this podcast. If you go to ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, look on that front page is probably the easiest way, and look for the
VintageHomeschoolMoms.com button.
Once you click on that, you will see iTunes and RSS feeds. You can follow us there. If you are not an Apple person, no problem. You can find us on any podcast app on your phone. And we are on Android, Google Play, all over the place. So I welcome you to do that and to connect with us and also get our weekly email that comes in, and that is on our website as well. You can sign up and receive free bonuses each month, as well as a list weekly of all of our latest podcasts that are going out. Well, today I have a very special featured guest that I can't wait to introduce to you. And this person I met at a homeschool conference, and she is so enthusiastic and exciting to talk to that, well, back and forth conversations, and she ended up with a podcast on this network. And my special guest today is Kathy Lee. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks so much for having me, Felice. How are you?
I am good. It's almost a foggy day here in Fort Myers, Florida. And where are you calling in from?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had some big rains, but things are looking okay this morning.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you have a podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and let me tell you, it is doing great. You know, we don't always want to look at numbers and that kind of thing, but Kathy, you are doing fabulously with your mom sessions, The Real Kathy Lee. So first of all, let's backtrack. Tell me a little bit about your homeschool history, your family, and whatever else you want to share with us.
Okay, it's a story, let me tell you. Well, I'll talk about my kids first. I am blessed with 10 kids. Most of them joined my family through adoption. I've adopted brand-new babies. I've adopted and brought in adults from the United States, from Guatemala. I now have two grandbabies I'm so excited about, and they are twin little boys. I know. I mean, it is so fun to be a grandmother. I love it. And have another son about to get married. So it is fun to see these kids grow, you know, and leave the nest and become their own people that God intended them to be. So I love that. Homeschooling from day one, always knew that I wanted to be a homeschooler. Met several families as a teenager that homeschooled, and I was so intrigued by their family. I was so impressed by their family that I knew I wanted to be a part of that world.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you guys can find Kathy's podcast at therealkathylee.com and her website at kathyhlee.com. Well, Kathy, you have a lot of things that you share on your podcast, and I think one of the things that you share that is encouragement, that moms that are listening can do it as well. This is not a podcast where you tell everyone, hey, this is the right way to do it, and if you follow everything I do, You'll be doing great as well.
It's
not
probably
at all what
the
you
opposite.
Do.
Yeah, it's probably the opposite. I do more of, hey, you know what? I made this mistake, and if you could avoid it, life will be better for you. It's really me confessing, you know, how I've messed up, but somehow I'm still raising beautiful, amazing adults, even with those mess ups.
I know. God's God, right? And lets me know every day that I'm not in charge. I always say I'm a control freak, and a lot of times, you know, I try to do things my way, and it turns out better when it's God's way. So I'm so glad you can share that, because that's the thing that we want to continuously do, is come alongside homeschool moms, and that's basically what this entire Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network is about, coming alongside and being a help and answering questions and things like that. And in the show notes at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, you will find links to all of Kathy's social media. So I invite you to connect with her. And you really have an amazing outreach. And I think one of the things I love about your show is that you have recorded, or I think your first show was you had a friend that has listened and come to your talks, and she actually interviewed you, and she was so good. I was really impressed.
She was so good,
wasn't she? Oh my
gosh,
she was like, you know, there's all these classes on how to podcast and how to do it right, and this, some people are just naturals, and she was one of them. Because you asked me, you said, "Is it okay if I do this?" And I'm like, "It's your show; you can do whatever you want," and it really worked out well.
Well, I thought if I was going to be real, I thought, you know what, hey, if we're going to start this off, we need to have somebody who knows me, who can ask the real questions, and we can just be up front from the get-go. That way, everyone knows no masks are going to be worn on this show. I'm probably going to offend someone at some point, Felice, let's be honest. And hopefully, though, most of the time people are going to laugh. They're going to be encouraged. They'll probably cry because I tend to get emotional, and I tend to talk about tough subjects that sometimes are untouched. And so it's pretty raw, and I thought, well, you know what? This friend knows me. She's not going to pull any punches. She's going to tell people about the real me and ask those tough questions. So I loved it. Yeah.
Very good. And, you know, I think with all that's going on in the world, we want to hear things that are from the heart, and I think even the best of us will offend at some point.
Yeah.
I recently did a blog post and talked about my stance on being for life. And I had about 10 unsubscribers that I noticed, and I thought, why am I still getting notifications on my blog when people unsubscribe? So I got that changed. I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was just really surprised that would cause, you know, because that was like the only thing that would be offensive, and I thought, you know, who is reading my blog or following it that you know, that this could possibly offend. And it wasn't even a, you know, you're right or you're wrong kind of a thing, just kind of explaining my position. But anyway, I think we'll do that. We tend to step on feet no matter where we go. But, you know, if people want to be encouraged and really get some real answers on the tough questions, Kathy, that's basically what you're doing here. So I wanted to ask you a few things before we go to commercial break. I want to ask you this first one. And, you know, we're talking about a homeschool market here, you know, people that homeschool. I'm at the end of my journey right now, and it's kind of bittersweet. I've homeschooled, I always say, since the dinosaurs roamed the earth in 1986. You know, like when I speak at conventions, I say, before I tell you how long I've homeschooled, you were probably in elementary or middle school. And I get these people shaking their head no, going, there's no way. And then when I tell them, their mouths are open. Like, oh, my gosh, I was in middle school. So I tell my husband, like, I need to get off the speaking circuit. So now I'm on my platform of my podcast network. So I can't see my audience going, oh, my gosh. You know, she's right. But there's always these, you know, what I wish I knew kind of things. And so, you know, when you homeschooled or you began homeschooling, is there something that you wish you had known before you started that maybe would have made things a little bit easier?
That's a great question, Felice. You know, I wish I would have known how quickly it went by. I think that early on we have this idea that it's going to last forever. And now as I see my oldest finishing up college, I'm like, wait, I wish someone would have told me, you know, that it's a blink of – I mean, they probably did tell me, to be honest, that it's a blink of an eye and every single day isn't critical. But when I first started, I was, you know, every single day was critical. And I think now I wish I would have just taken it in a little more, just enjoy those moments. I mean, there were days that I looked at that yellow bus so longingly with him, thinking if I could just chase that bus down, I would throw him on it so quickly. And now, you know, he's an amazing adult, succeeding, doing great in school up in Vermont. But, yeah, that's probably the one thing I wish I would have just realized when I started.
You mean not everyone out there is probably laughing as well, because I think I didn't want to flag down the bus, but I just threatened them like every other day. Do you want to go to school? If you guys don't get this done, I'm going to find out about it. And they were like, no. And it's funny because I've talked to people who have said, well, we could never threaten that because our kids want to go to school. Mine didn't. They just really, I mean, enjoyed this homeschool experience. Now, my last two, I have five, and my youngest two at 18 and 15, I think it was. No, Anne was, I think she had just turned 18 or was going to be 18. She was 17 maybe and 15. They both dual enrolled, and they were going to take one college course in Spanish because Florida, our homeschool law states, they have to take a language class, but it has to be either online, which, you know, we all thought, can't do that, especially with Spanish, when their mother speaks Italian somewhat. and you know, either that or, you know, like a private class somewhere or go to the high school or college. So my kids are like, well, let's just go look and see what's available. And as typical homeschoolers, they started looking at the other classes, and they go, oh, this one would be interesting, and this would be interesting. Mom, what do you think? And I'm, you know, as every busy mom, sure, yeah, look into that. The next thing I know, they've printed out all these papers, and they're each going to be in three classes together because they're buddies, you know. That lasted the first semester, Kathy. The second semester, Mike's like, I'm taking different classes than her because Anne would give me play-by-play of everything Michael said in class.
You know? Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm done. They still took, I think, one or two classes together. But, yeah, so, you know, I was like, wait a minute. Am I not still homeschooling you? And they're like, oh, yeah, Mom, you are. You know, we're dual enrolled. And, you know, we're going to – and it was just so funny. I was looking at them, and I thought, when did I lose control? And my kids sat me down, and they said, no – you, what is one of your number one goals? And I looked at them because I know my number one goals, and I go, to raise independent thinkers. They're like, yes, you taught us to problem solve and to, you know, think through these things. And so, you know, they both ended up with A's, and I was reading every paper and every assignment and taught, you know, truthfully was in depression first semester, kind of wandered around the house and had the cleanest house in the world those first few weeks. But yeah, it was for them and for me just such a wonderful experience. And you're right, it just goes by so quickly, and we really wish we had savored those moments, don't we?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Well, we are going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, I am going to ask Kathy a couple of things. What is her number one homeschool success, and if she could do it again, what would she do differently? We'll be right back.
Now, the Blue Crew is back.
Let's go have some fun.
In their first fully animated adventure.
Nailed it.
To escape a dangerous, undiscovered world, the Smurfs will have to team up with a whole new tribe.
A village full of girls.
Hey, I'm freaking out, you guys!
Smurfs, The Lost Village, rated PG, exclusively from Affirm Films. Get a free Bible-based discussion guide. Visit AffirmFilms.com to download it for free and enjoy great discussions with your whole family about the importance of purpose, friendship, honesty, and loyalty, as seen in Smurfs, The Lost Village. Now playing.
Well, we want to thank our sponsor, and that is Smurfs the Movie. We have links for that on our website. So if you want to visit the show page, you can download that Christian Bible study. So we want to thank our sponsors, They help us bring you these episodes for free. And I want to thank Kathy Lee, who is our featured guest today. You can find the show notes at
VintageHomeschoolMoms.com.
Scroll down, look for Kathy Lee and this featured presentation, and I'll have the show notes from our discussion today. Well, Kathy, before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, what is the one thing you wish you had known. Let's talk about homeschool success. What has really been something that you could look back, and, you know, I know pride is not a great thing and something we shouldn't focus on as Christians, but sometimes you've got to look at it and say, you know, the Lord's smiling, or I hope he's smiling over this one thing. And what would that be for you?
You know, I have to say I'm really thankful that he led me to child development as a study, a major in college. So as a child development specialist, I understood how young children learn, and I understood that two things, play was important in those early years, and then allowing children to pursue their passions and teach according to their interest. Those two things I have done consistently with all my children, and I tell you it has paid off. My kids played. We did sensory. We painted. We lived outside. We dressed up. We made stories. We wrote books. And because of that, I never had to teach creative writing because my kids just got it because they had always told stories and written down stories. I never had to worry about public speaking because they were always putting on plays. And because I was a public speaker, we always just loved to talk and put on shows. So they did that well. And I love the fact that they could learn according to their interests. My youngest, Henry, is an avid football player and football fan. And so for his writing, we didn't write Bible verses. I know we should. We wrote the top 25 college teams every week when he was doing his handwriting. And I was speaking at a homeschool conference, and he got to meet Benjamin Watson. And Benjamin Watson's a pro player, if you don't know who Ben is. And so Henry came home, and the next week for his writing, we wrote a story about Benjamin Watson. And, in fact, I posted it on my Facebook recently because I found it. And he wrote about that. So I was thankful that I had that knowledge so that I could teach my kids according to their interest and through play. It has really benefited me as a mom, homeschooling, and them as children learning.
And that's another reason I love you, because we have a lot in common. Although I have a different major in college, I was in elementary ed, learning disabilities, so that was K through 12. But I also have a certification in early childhood learning. And that was the same thing, you know, here with the sandboxes. And then I was like, oh, sand makes a mess. I want to do this in the house, salt boxes, you know, and things like that, where the kids could, you know, do some tactile things and they played. And now I get to do these kinds of things with my grandchildren, doing a lot of art and stuff like that. In fact, I want to turn my schoolroom upstairs into an art studio, because I used to love to paint way back in the day, and probably haven't painted in, like 20 years. But, you know, I did a little bit of it with the girls when they over Christmas or before Christmas time, and they did paintings, and it was really cute because they really wanted to give me their paintings. And truthfully, I really wanted them, but I said, no, you've got to give them to your parents, because that was something my mother told me. So, you know, I wanted to give away my painting to one of my favorite aunts, and she's like, no, you have to give your first painting to your mother. I'm like, okay.
So, yeah, and that is empowering for children, and it, you know, and it builds the brain. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing, is, you know, builds brain structure to learn through play. And I think that the pressure is to not do it that way from general public, but I was thankful that I was pretty resilient and, you know, knew that that was the best way for young children to learn.
And that's great. And so how did you really start speaking? I know this isn't on our list of questions, but I was just curious about that. For someone who maybe listening and thinking, gosh, I would love to go and speak to groups. How did you get started?
Yeah, well, mine was kind of an interesting story. I was a school administrator at the time, and when you have staff, you need to train them. They have to get CEUs, and staff are kind of like children in some ways. They don't want to listen to their mommy or to the boss. And so I would trade off with other administrators, and I would say, hey, I'll come talk to your staff. You come talk to my staff, and they'll listen to you, and yours will, you know, mine will listen to you. And that's how it started, and that led into local conferences. This was many years ago in the child development world, led to local conferences. And then what moved me into the homeschooling world is I would attend homeschool conferences and think, no one's talking about child development. No one's talking about, you know, learning through play to the homeschool world. And why shouldn't that be me? That's my background. I'm passionate about it. I love homeschooling. And that led me to write The Homegrown Preschooler and then our curriculum, A Year of Playing Skillfully. So it swapped. I still speak in child development, but boy, do I love speaking to my community, the homeschool community, to moms and to encouraging and moms. And I've always, anytime I've spoken, I've always kind of been the girl who just puts it out there. That's my personality. And what I got back in return is people saying, thank you. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being willing to admit your mistakes. That's what I needed to hear. It's okay not to be perfect. So that's how it happened and still going, and I love it. It is what I'm meant to do.
That's wonderful. And so how can they find your books?
They can find it at thehomegrownpreschooler.com. They can find it at kathyhlee.com. Amazon carries all of our materials, so you can find us all over the place.
Wonderful. Okay. Very good to know. What would you say to parents who have multi-children? I'm thinking of my daughter here, and she did a ton of stuff with her preschoolers before she started homeschooling. I think she's now up to 5 that she's homeschooling, little ones. You know, I think the oldest one's like fourth grade. And you just feel like, you know, I've got to work with the older ones. How can I get the younger ones in the groove? Or, you know, because they all want to do school, and she doesn't really want them to get started, you know, any kind of worksheet, workbook kinds of things too early.
That's such a great question. It's probably the question we get the most, to be honest, and a couple things I would say to that. Number one, let's address young kids wanting to do school. I hear that all the time from parents who say, hey, my young kids, they want to do school. And what I help them understand is what the children are really saying is, no, I don't want to do school. I want to be big. And so I'm role-playing. School for me, I don't understand, you know, algebra yet, but I want to be big because my brother's doing algebra or they're doing, you know, writing. So I want to be big like that. So setting up almost pretend school as a PlayStation is a fun way for them to do school and set up papers and pencils and things for them to be doing school. The thing that helped me the most when I was schooling a lot of children is I would always rotate my kids. I would always have an older child working with a younger child, and they would be doing a sensory activity or an art process. And that benefited even the older child because they still need sensory processing materials and experiences. So I would have, you know, such as a fourth grader working with the three-year-old while I was working with the second grader. And then I would be working with the fourth grader while the second grader is working with the three-year-old. And I would just rotate the children that way. And it's interesting because my son's in college and he's going to be counselor and a teacher. And part of me wonders, is it because his whole life he spent helping me teach his younger siblings? I can't help but wonder if that's what the Lord has used to draw him to that profession. But I do think that's beneficial. And then as much as you can do together, just gather them in when you're reading aloud. Give them something tactile to touch while you're doing your read aloud so that they can sit. Young children are not meant to sit for long periods of time. I'm not meant to sit for long periods of time, but young children especially are not. So make sure they have something that their hands can be involved in because that fires the neurons in their brain and helps them actually be calmer and sit longer. So those are some tips I would give.
That's great. That's great. And it's so funny because when Christina, the mom I'm talking about now, my second oldest child, she was 12 when I had my third and on. And so when she was getting ready for college, I told her, you can't leave home until you teach Mikey, who's the youngest, to read. So thankfully he read very early. I go, I can't do this again. You've got to teach him to read. So,
and can we talk about the beauty of that for just 2 seconds to young moms who don't realize? When my John Michael came home from college this Christmas, like I said, he's in Vermont, we're in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and my 10-year-old, and I watch them embrace because they have always had this special relationship because John Michael's helped me so much with Henry. I watch their hug goodbye. I'm getting chills as I'm telling you this.
Aww.
It was the sweetest moment between those two brothers who love each other dearly because they just grew up together, and even though they're 11 years apart, it was mm-hmm. That is one of the most beautiful benefits of homeschooling your children is the bond these children create with one another.
I agree. And you know what? That's the child. We went to a really nice restaurant. I don't know what was I thinking, Kathy? I don't know. But when my daughter was going to announce her engagement, you know, we already knew. She already, you know, got the ring and all of that. But the younger three didn't know. So my husband and I were talking about, we were like, how can we make this special? Let's go out to dinner. So we did, and here we are at this really nice, you know, white tablecloth restaurant. And Christina and Billy, you know, said, well, we're getting married, you know, and the first thing out of Nick's mouth, who he's the oldest of the younger three, and he goes, can I have your room? That was his first question.
I love it, yeah.
And Michael, the youngest, started to cry. Now, he's 4 at the time, and he had just learned to read. He was my mm-hmm. youngest reader. And he starts to cry, like inconsolable. People mm-hmm. were turning around and looking at us. And finally, you know, like we're all in shock. And, of course, the world's like devastated. It's like, what? You know, but he understood what that meant
yes.
to him.
Yes.
And I said to him, I go, you know, son, what is wrong? Are you hurt? Are you okay? He goes, no, she's going to move far away. And I said, no, the good news is she's moving down to the beach. So we get a place because my new son-in-law-to-be had an apartment on Fort Myers Beach. So I was,
wow.
we were like, my daughter and I love the beach the most out of the whole family. So we were like, yeah, this is the one. but it was like so cute that he, you know, he finally calmed down. And I have a picture that's in this little carousel that I still have to this day. And he looks like he's been crying, and he's got his cute little, you know, sweater on and his white collared shirt, and he's sitting on her lap. And she's like, come sit with me. And he got up and he sat on her lap, and poor thing had to eat dinner with Michael on her lap the whole night. But, you know, it was just such a sweet thing because, like you said, there's such a bond, which brings us to our third, you know, question. And that is, if there's one thing that you could possibly do over, what would that be?
Trust my instincts. Trust my intuition. There were definitely moments I made choices, curriculum choices, school choices that I did because friends were doing it or I felt the pressure from culture to do it. But the whole time my instincts and my intuition said it wasn't best for a particular child. If I could go back, I would trust my instincts because almost every time I ended up stopping that and going back to what I knew was right for my kids. So I would say God gave you your kids. Trust your intuition. Trust the Holy Spirit. Trust what he is telling you to do with your children. They are yours. Do not get caught up in what the culture, Christian culture, the world, don't get caught up in what they're telling you to do. Do what you believe is right for your family, your children.
And one thing I want to really hone in on, if you haven't heard this, that Kathy just said, and that is she stopped. I cannot tell you how important that is. And as an educator, the first year when a curriculum did not work for my son, I did stop and I bought a very similar thing and did the whole thing over until I realized, because I had not gone to any homeschool conferences, you know, I knew it all. Kathy,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure
right.
you know
oh, yeah.
it too. You know,
sure.
we're educators and, you know, I've got all this these little certifications under my belt and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I know what I'm doing. And I realized that I was going to have to teach my oldest differently, and that was the best thing we do. I still have the Pond Life book that was this little, I don't know what you would call it, more of a, like, you can look things up in it, like one of those guides you can take on a nature walk kind of a thing. Well, the cover's gone. I still keep it because that's a reminder to me of when I changed to look at my children and see what was going to make them excited And just you said that. You said that. Well, I wish I had known you back then, you know, teach according to their interests, you know. But yeah. When I sat them down, one wanted to study the stars and one the ocean. So I thought, well, that's great. We'll get everything in between. You know, one's up in the air and one's under the sea. And the one that was under the sea is the one who, you know, loved the scuba diving. It's Christina. She's my rescue diver. And Neil loved anything astronomy and studying the stars. And the younger three are everything in between. And if you allow that, you know, give your children time to think, I think that's wonderful. So great advice, my friend. I love it. And really appreciate you coming on today and sharing with the listeners some of the things that have really made your homeschool a success. You know, yes, we all have failures, but truthfully, at the end of the day, you have you and your family to look at for accolades, not everyone else, not the school or the scores. But even though those, they may be good, you know, that's not really what we look at, is it, when we're homeschooling? No. It's not, oh, you know, what can they score on a test?
You know, I sum it up to parents like this all the time, Felice, when I'm speaking. For me, my job is to help my children become who God already intended them to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I love that.
You know, it's not what I think, what I hope they'll be, what I put before them. Who knows? But God knows, and He has already intended for that. If I can just help them on that path, then I have been successful.
Wonderful. Well, guys, if you want to hear more of Kathy Lee, you can tune in to her podcast. You can get that on your phone, and it will continuously update. People ask all the time, Kathy, you know, it's going to take up all the memory in my phone. Well, you can have it set up to delete episodes you've listened to, and so you can always get the latest ones. So you can find Kathy at therealkathylee.com for her podcast, Mom Sessions, The Real Kathy Lee, and kathyhlee.com for her curriculum and a lot more information over there. So, Kathy, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your heart. You know, wish you all the best on your podcast. And
thanks, Felice. I really have enjoyed it. You have been the rock star in all of this, helping me get started, and I have loved every minute of it and hope for many, many, many episodes to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right.
God
take
bless.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And once again, I want to thank our sponsor, Sony Pictures, and the movie Smurfs, The Lost Village. Be sure to check out the Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes page for this particular episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.